Hello and welcome to the Pop and Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick, a.k.a. Coffee McCoughstick.
Yeah.
Drops.
Guess who's sick again?
Yeah, I apologize. My health is terrible.
Yeah.
Always.
I mean, it's both of us, like both of our families over the past couple of months, it's just been terrible.
Yeah, so I apologize in advance for any sniffles.
Right.
Or coughs.
Right.
I want to get our episodes in. You know.
That's what you call dedication, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, real quick. So, we're watching... we've watched Secret Life of Pets a number of times now.
Right, right.
Have you seen the movie Sausage Party?
No, but everything I need to know about it, I once read in a blog post on popandbottlesdadcast.com.
Right.
By you.
By me. So,
I know all about it, yeah.
So there's a scene at the end of Sausage Party. It's meant to be a surprise for the first time viewers, so I won't ruin it. But it's very lewd, and it's just a lot of, nasty stuff happens. Like,
naturally.
They just cram as much nasty sex stuff at the end of this movie as possible.
Naturally.
And, you know, it's about characters who are sausages.
Yes.
And other types of food. But, so there's the scene in Secret Life of Pets where the two main characters end up at the sausage factory.
Right.
And they're, like, swimming in sausage, and it's a whole montage of them, like, swimming in sausages and stuff like that and eating them like crazy, right? Every time that scene comes on, I have, like, a miniature heart attack. Because I'm like, oh my god, who turned on Sausage Party? Why is my kid watching this right now? It's like all
so that,
of a sudden,
okay, that,
you know.
That makes sense. I got you.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
Yeah. Speaking of sexual things.
Wait, what?
No. Well, you said there, it's lewd and sexual.
Right.
Not overtly sexual, but we shared this on our Facebook page last week. The Plum Organics current campaign.
Oh, yes, yes, that. Oh, God, you had me going there for a sec.
The Do Your Partner campaign.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's an example of an awesome advertising campaign, you know, where it's encouraging parents to, you know, have the sex.
Make it the love. Have the sex. Very nice.
And it has one of my favorite people who, honestly, I don't know what her actual name is.
Okay.
It's Jenny. It's Jenny from The League.
Is she in it, really?
FX. Yes.
Oh.
On The League? Yeah, she's the primary female character on The League.
Maybe it's just because I haven't seen The League in, like, 3 years, but...
Yeah, so she was
okay.
The primary. She was
the
Jenny.
Okay. All right.
And she's now on the new FX show Legion.
Oh, is she really?
It's like exists in the X-Men universe.
Oh, we'll get to talking about that at some point because so it's from a storyline in the X-Men universe called Legion Quest, which is my all-time favorite storyline in the X-Men universe. And nobody, pardon my language, fucking told me that they were making a fucking TV show out of this shit. And I'm pissed. I didn't find out about it until last week that my favorite comic book series is now a TV show. I got a little worked up. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, it's the first, the premiere was last week.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes. So there's only been one episode.
That's probably why I didn't hear about it until last week. So.
Yeah, I mean, FX has been pimping it for, like, 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
And the actor who plays the main character was formerly Matthew Crowley from Downton Abbey.
Ew. Oh, fancy stuff like that.
Didn't even recognize him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was reading up on it, and I was like, wait a second.
Right.
Doesn't look like him from Downton Abbey at all.
Well,
shocking to me.
That happened to me with The Crown on Netflix.
Yeah.
what's his name from Doctor Who playing Prince Philip? Matt something or other.
Matt Tennant?
No. No, that's David Tennant you're thinking about.
Oh, David Tennant.
The one before, or no, the one after David Tennant. It's Matt something. I can't remember. But he entered the room, right? It was like a, you know, the first episode. Like, man, that guy looks familiar. I don't know. His hair doesn't look right.
Yeah. Yeah, I have never watched Doctor Who, but it's on Amazon, so I'm right. going to probably check it out. You know.
Yeah, it's one of those long running things for me and certain members of my family.
Goes back to like the 60s, doesn't it?
Yeah. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
So my brother and his fiance have been longtime fans. And it's just something that I've never gotten around to seeing. Like, I've seen bits and pieces, like, certain scenes that have been, like, shared on Facebook and stuff like that because of either awesome graphics or awesome storyline or something like that. But I have never actually seen a full episode of Doctor Who, ever.
Neither have I.
I might remedy that soon.
Well, it's on Amazon, which we both have.
Amazon?
Amazon Video. I was told, start with the current Doctor... like not this season, but his first season.
Okay.
Catch up to the current season, and then kind of go back and wherever you can from the beginning. Just kind of.
We'll
but
see.
I don't know. That's we'll you know. I'm gonna see how that plays.
Even though I have not seen any of his Doctor Who stuff, I'm a big David Tennant fan.
He was in, I think it was him. Wasn't he in Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was, I can't remember the, he was the bad
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, the bad guy. He was the bad guy in Jessica Jones. I can't remember. That was really good. He was, Barty Crouch in Harry Potter. He did a TV show, like a murder mystery TV show. I can't remember what it's called right now, but that was on Netflix. We got halfway through that, but it's about a dead kid. And, like, we couldn't handle it to a certain extent.
Was it The Fall?
No. It was, like, the name of the town that they're in. It's like Bridgewater or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I see it every time I put on Netflix.
Anyway.
Speaking of different actor.
Right.
They have completely different actors on Netflix that Sarah and I just finished watching last night. The Santa Clarita Diet, which I think I texted you and told you to start watching it.
Yeah. We keep seeing that. We see the ad pop up every time we open Netflix, but
yeah, it's
I haven't watched it yet.
Like, if you don't know anything about it and you just see it's like Timothy Olyphant and Drew Barrymore,
right.
You're like, oh, cool, like, you know, recognizable, you know, leading characters or mm-hmm. leading, you know, leading stars,
right?
And you're like, oh, I've heard it's funny. Check it out. If you don't know anything about the plot, which we didn't. Dude, you're in for a shock like, in the first episode.
Right.
It's like it ends up being like almost like a zombie comedy type thriller.
I've heard, yeah.
It's like Sarah was like, "What did we just watch after the first episode?" But like it was funny and like totally worth watching. Like I would recommend it. Like, if you like zombie stuff, even if you don't.
Right.
Like, Sarah hates zombie stuff.
Right.
You know, like, that's not her genre, but it was definitely worth it.
As long as it's well done. Like, you know what? The one with Nicholas Hoult, where he plays a zombie, and Rob Corddry is in it, and he's also a zombie. And they, like, interact with each other, and he falls in love with this living girl. I don't know. I can't remember the name of it, but that was really good. Every once in a while, like since the genre has become popular, every once in a while there's like a really good film or a really good show that actually like pulls it off well without having like a crazy amount of people dying.
Yeah. No, I got you.
I mean, there's death and blood anyway because it's about zombies, but you know.
Yeah. Speaking of death and blood, So I was at the car dealership on Saturday. You like that segue?
I love that segue. That might be my favorite segue yet in the history of this show.
I hate, with a passion, the car dealership.
Okay.
It just feels like even if you have like the best credit and you walk in there, you're just going to get, you know, bent over,
right,
and it's not going to go easily because there's always something, right?
Yeah.
So our escape that we've had for just under 2 years, our lease was coming up. Originally, we were supposed to be up end of March. We had pushed it to end of April. And we had always been told, oh, if you go over the mileage, like, they charge you, like, 20 cents or 15 cents a mile for every mile that you go over your allotment. So we go in. We were, like, 10,000 miles over on our lease. Like, we had almost 40,000 miles on a 30,000 lease. And everything we've been told is, like, oh, no, like, they'll waive it. Like, if you re-up your lease, like, they just kind of, they're like, okay, whatever, you know, we'll push it.
Right, because it's not like when you have kids and stuff like that, and, you know, you have daily drives to work and shit like that. If you go over the mileage, it's not like you're going to fucking park the car and buy a bicycle or something like that, you know?
Yeah, so we were under the impression that, you know, they would, we'd probably have to pay something, but not a lot.
Right.
And so we were trading in early because we were doing this early bird special. And so I had texted you before, like, trying to buy a house and having to do a car is a giant pain in the ass because when you really don't want to be adding things to your credit between your pre-approval and your settlement.
Right.
So, you know, we've been working for so long to get in position for a house that I was just, like, stressed out completely. And they're like, well, like, we could, like, my mortgage guy's like, just do it under you and take Sarah off so we can, you know, have you guys in a good spot. I was like, all right. And so they're like, oh, well, something came up and we need to put you both on. I was like, no, you're not. They're like, let me call.
Yeah.
Let me call my manager. We may have to wait until Monday. I'm like, we're not waiting until Monday, but if we do, whatever. And so we're sitting there. They're basically going back and forth, like, constantly. Like, trying to figure out small details to make the deal work.
Right.
We were there for, like, 4 hours. And I was like, I said to the dealer, or the salesman, like, every time we go, it takes forever. He's like, this will be the quickest time you're ever in. I was like, dude.
That's what they say every time. Yeah.
I'm like, trust me. Even though, you know, we were perfect on our lease, there's going to be something comes up. It just, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we do the deal, and then he comes back. He's like, there's something wrong with the early bird. He's like, I think it's a glitch in the system. I'm like, what are you talking about? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, your mileage, you're, like, prorated, so you're really only had 28,000 miles available to this point in your lease.
Oh, my God.
So you're, like, almost 12,000 miles over. He's like, so Ford wants their money. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so that's $2,000. I said, no, it's not.
Eat a dick.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not giving you $2,000 right now.
Yeah.
In addition to my down payment. So they're like, they end up having to, like, work it into our lease. So we worked it out. We got basically the same car, like another Escape.
Right.
Not as nice as the one we had. Just because we didn't want to pay, you know, out our asses because of having to pay that. So, recommendation, if you have a lease and you think you might go over the miles, don't do it.
But a bicycle. You're
gonna have to pay for it. Yeah. So you're gonna have to pay for it. So just be careful. So we get out of there, and Sarah's dad wanted to go out to dinner. I wasn't feeling well. I mean, I've been feeling like crap since Friday. So I was like, you go with the kids. I'll just hang out at home. Right. So they go out to eat, and Sarah's like, all right, run our way. Maddie didn't eat anything. I said, okay. On her way home, like, she's like, down the road, I'm like, all right, gonna need your help, which she always tells me.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I know you're – I'm like, duh. They're probably asleep. I come out, and she's like, doing those weird hand motions, like pointing to Maddie. I'm like, what? I'm thinking she's throwing a tantrum. I open the door and it's like the freaking Psycho playing in my head.
Right.
Maddie freaking puked in a car we'd had for 4 hours. I'm like, it's like 10:30 at night on a Saturday, and I'm like, oh, yay.
That kid is this a train wreck.
Yeah. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, wow.
Yay.
It was one of those where I couldn't even undo, like, the straps, like, the buckle.
Right.
I undid the car seat and picked the whole thing out of the car while she was in it.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way to go about it.
Out. By miracles of miracles, not a single drop of vomit got in the car.
Right.
Anywhere. And it didn't smell. I was like, this is insane.
This is like the best possible scenario for a kid throwing up ever.
Well, I mean, except that it was like everywhere on the car seat and the hose was frozen. So I couldn't spray it out. So I'm like filling up, you know, pitchers of water and like dumping it.
Right.
Using a steam cleaner, Shark steamer on Sunday in the rain.
Steamer.
Trying to like get in the nooks and crannies, like cleaning it out. Oh my
god! Oh lordy!
If someone ever asks you about being a parent,
yeah,
like that is the stuff you need to tell them. You know, it kind of brings me back to the Plum Organics campaign. It's mm-hmm. a different one, but you know, last year they did Parenting Unfiltered.
Right.
Like, it's messy.
I'll tell you what. I feel like part of the... I don't know if you want to call it the parent training process. You know, all the classes that you take for, like, the birth and, you know, how to change diapers and that sort of thing. You know, I feel like a big part of those classes... You should have to spend like, we'll figure out the details later, you know, when I rule the world, but you should spend like a month working at a daycare.
Well, I mean, that's easier said than done because you need, you know,
experience that.
I mean, you need qualifications and certifications to be able to.
Well, no, it's on a volunteer level. So, you know, you're not. You're only hands on to a certain extent. It's a training period. You know what I mean?
I mean, I wouldn't trust those people with my children.
Well, no, but that's why the trained professional is there too.
So it's kind of an assist and watch. Still,
yeah,
I wouldn't trust them. if you are a new dad or a soon to be new dad.
Yeah.
Like my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, they're due in April.
Yeah.
They just did their birthing class. Mm. Super Bowl Sunday? Yeah, they did it Super Bowl Sunday morning.
Nice.
But our friend, who we had on the show last year, Brian Salmon.
Yep.
He runs he's Brian the Birth Guy, but he does the Rockin' Dads class, which is a course for new dads.
Right.
And to be new, soon to be new dads, you know, to kind of learn the ins and outs. You know, we haven't been through the program, but it's something he does. He's down in Texas.
Yeah, and we got to talk about it a lot. To do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll throw a link up to that episode in this post.
Yeah.
And we'll give Brian a little shout. He's a good dude. But, you know, taking classes is a good... Really good start.
Oh yeah,
reading the books.
Yeah,
but I mean that isn't even where I was going. It's just it's messy, and you just have to understand like you're gonna be cleaning up a lot of puke.
Yeah,
and you know cleaning shit off of walls.
And it's one of those things too where you know, like for instance, the last time that Emma threw up. She threw up all over me. and you know, got some on the couch and stuff like that. It was in my face. It was like a little spot on my forehead, that sort of thing. So I carried her to the sink. Carissa rushed downstairs. She was actually in the bathroom at the time. And, you know, stood the kid in the sink, basically. Took my shirt off, because that's where most of the throw-up was on me.
Right, yeah.
And cleaned the kid. And then went and showered and cleaned myself off. So yeah. That's, you know, you start getting into that mindset where, okay, I'm gross, let's take care of the kid first, though, and then take care of myself, which you don't always expect.
No, and here is a piece of advice that I learned from experience, which I have talked about this story probably a million times in my life.
Right.
And it was the time that Sophia shit my pants.
Right.
And her own at a christening. A good rule of thumb, you always have a change of clothes for your children.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a good idea in your car to keep a change of clothes for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't do it because I'm an idiot, but I would recommend, especially when they're small and bound to blowouts.
Right.
You know, in their diapers and spitting up everywhere. Have like a little go bag for yourself that you keep in your trunk.
Yeah, just keep in the trunk. Yeah.
So you know, if your daughter, you know, has a little blowout that comes up and over the back of the diaper and down into the lap of your dress pants,
those beautiful khakis were ruined, man.
Yeah. So you don't have to stand there at a luncheon for a christening with shit in your lap. is my advice.
I will say though, just a quick note for new dads, new parents. You will be surprised. And it happens more often, now that I'm thinking about it, it happens more often than not. You'll be surprised how much better the kid will feel after throwing up. Basically like a whole new person. Like, I think that it was the second to last time she ended up sick. We were on our way to Shady Maple, which is about, what, like an hour drive? Something like that?
From you? Yeah.
Something like that. So we were about 15 minutes away from our destination. And the whole time she was talking about how her belly felt sick and, you know, she was in and out of sleep and that sort of thing. And then it came out, just kind of dribbled down on her, and it stayed in the seat, mainly, you know.
Of course.
So we pulled over, we changed her clothes, it didn't get a whole lot on the car seat, just on the spot, like right in between her legs, so we cleaned up that spot, you know. But as she was getting changed, she like got like super energetic, and she was like, "I feel great! I'm hungry. Are we going to go have lunch?" Like, that sort of thing. And so we carried on, you know, and she ended up eating, like, a whole bunch of french fries and stuff like that. It's like, wow, okay, whatever.
That's the case, I feel like, if it's a one and done.
Right.
If it's a, they have the stomach bug.
Yeah, now, when that happens, you're down for a couple of days. Yeah.
Or, you know, like, like we've talked about this year, you know, read the last couple of months, where it's like the 12-hour bug that like was going around with everybody,
right?
Where it's, which is why do those bugs always hit in the middle of the fucking night?
I don't know. It's like a timed release sort of thing. Yeah, yeah. Why can't it hit in the middle of the day when she's at daycare and somebody else can? Take care.
Well, then you got to put them in the car and drive them home and risk getting it in your brand new car. Yeah. Or regular car, whatever. but it always happens at night, you know, when they go to bed and then, like, through the middle of the night.
Right.
Like, I don't remember a time where my kids have gotten a stomach bug and it's been, like, during the day.
Right.
Like, during the day, they're fine. And it's just like you're up all night and you're they're miserable. You don't sleep. You're taking care of them all day on no sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like nothing happened. And you're like, what is happening? Like, you're like following them around with a freaking bucket or a trash can. Like, what the hell happened? Do it during the day so I don't have.
Yeah.
So I want to sleep.
I want to sleep just, and I want to just.
It's just baffling.
Let me rest in between taking care of you, please. I'm only human.
I will never understand that.
It is what it is.
Yeah, kids get sick at the most inopportune times is really what it comes down to.
Right, yeah.
You know, you got to go somewhere, guess what? Kids going to get sick.
Too bad, yeah.
Running out the door, guess what? Your kid's going to shit their pants. Oh, I'm pooping. Why? We have a toilet.
I got to tell you, that has become like her new routine. Because for some reason lately, it's been really hard to get her to sleep. And she now goes through like a regular list of complaints of reasons why she can't go to bed right now. So usually the first one, like the very first one is be like, all right, we already have her in a diaper.
Right.
For the overnight. And we're like, all right, kiddo, time to go to bed. Immediately, she'll lean up against something and be like, I have to poop. Right? So the first question, and it's been going like this the whole time, for like the past 2 weeks. She'll be like, Daddy, I have to poop. Alright, well, do you really have to poop? Yeah. Okay, are you pooping? No. Do you actually have to poop? No.
It's like, damn it's like, you.
Right. It's like she just stands there. I imagine her thought process is, ooh, hold on. Let's see if I got something in the chamber. Let me just push real quick, because if I can get something out, I get like an extra half hour before I have to go to bed. Right? And then when we get up there, she goes through the whole, you know, my belly hurts. I want mommy. I have to go potty. And then it becomes stuff like, I want my socks. I don't want my socks. I want the blanket. Can you get the blanket for me? I don't want the blanket anymore. And it goes on for about 45 minutes till she finally, dude, you know.
I hate bedtime, which, I mean, we've talked about so many times.
Right. I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but with us, it goes through phases. Like, we had a solid 3 months where, okay, bedtime, and then she would chase me up the steps, and we'd do our playtime thing, which we still do that. But, you know, she'd chase me up the steps, we'd do our wrestling in bed for a couple of minutes, and then I'm like, okay, time to turn off the light. She turns off the light, she lays down, gets under the blanket, out, in like 15 minutes. We had like a solid 2 to 3 months of that. And then, since, like, mid-January, it's just been rough trying to get her to fall asleep.
Yeah, that's, rough would describe bedtime for, when was Maddie born?
2013, yeah.
Yeah, before Maddie was born is when Sophia's, sleep issues started.
Oh, yeah.
Where she wouldn't go to sleep by herself, and it has still not resolved itself.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it'll happen eventually where they're just like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed. Like, you know, when she can read.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But, you know, like everything, it's a learning process.
Oh, yeah. And they'll surprise you sometimes. Like, it's happened a couple of times now. Maybe, like, 3 or 4 times over the past 2 years, but yeah, it's happened a couple of times where, you know, we try to listen to her, and, you know, we try to trust more in her judgment about her own body starting, you know, over like the past year.
Right.
And communicating stuff to us. And in some cases it's been, you know, we'll say, hey, it's time for bed, and we'll go to bed and she's like, I don't want to be in bed. I want to sleep on the couch. She'll say that. And so we've brought her downstairs before. And so sometimes we'll try to encourage her to just try to relax and you know, sleep in her bed.
Right.
But there's been a couple of times where we brought her downstairs, no TV on or anything like that. You know, we bring the nightlight down, and she gets cuddled up on the couch in the one corner on a couple of pillows, and, you know, we throw the blanket all over top of her that we have down here, and she's, like, out in, like, 10 minutes, and she sleeps, like, all the way through the night. Now, that means that one of us has to stay down there with her.
Which sucks.
Well, actually, all right. Not gonna lie, our couch is pretty damn comfy.
Well, so, then you got that comfort.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad. So, yeah. So, but even though like we have to stay down here with her, at least she's asleep and she's getting her rest and that sort of thing. And what's funny is she actually gets like a deeper sleep on the couch sometimes than she That's gets in bed. So maybe it's just because of how freaking comfy our couches.
Yeah. It could very well be that.
Yeah.
Before we end, let's. I'm going to pimp our pages.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at PBDadcast, PopMallsDadcast.com. Mm-hmm. That's where we be.
Yep.
For things and such.
Been locking down both episodes and blog posts lately. Had one go up yesterday or 2 days ago that I posted yesterday, reposted this morning on Twitter. Going to repost, reshare it on Facebook.
Yep.
So that'll be cool. Yeah, we're getting into some more regular stuff lately.
Excuse me. Yeah, we're working cool. on it.
Yeah.
Have some other content that we're going to be working on. We're trying to get back into the video stuff.
And we have to talk about that, actually, because a brand that will go nameless for now emailed me yesterday, and they're going to be sending some stuff, and we are encouraged to do video stuff about it or for it. So that'll be fun.
Oh, well then, yes, once we're done, we will discuss that.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Yeah, I like to be in the know.
I like getting y'all excited for shit. That's what it is.
I'm a very excitable lad.
I forget who it was, but somebody, God, it must have been like 2 years ago, one of the dad blogger buddies that we know got contacted by a condom company, something like that. Now that's the one I'm waiting for.
I think it was Bernhold.
Was it? Was it Bernhold?
I think so, yeah.
But it wasn't like a manufacturer thing. It was that service. It was either the mail order one or the delivery service one, where you basically, like, you text a number or something like that, and they'll deliver you condoms in, like, 5 minutes. They mostly do it in just cities, you know? But
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That's the one I'm waiting for. then I'll know that we've made it, officially.
That's funny.
Ay, ay, ay. But yeah, so we got some stuff coming up. We're going to try doing some more video stuff soon. We've got plans to do some of that.
Get together, finally, since we haven't seen each other in months.
Speaking of seeing each other soon, well, not soon, it's a year away. Dead 2.0 just happened out in San Diego, and we didn't get out to it this year. However... at the end of each conference, they announce the city that it's going to be in for the next year, and next year is going to be in New Orleans. So we are going to try to make that one, because that will be a lot of fun. And it might end up being a road trip. We'll see.
It could be. You know, we'll see. We have a year to plan.
Yeah, we got a year to plan it out and save up and that sort of thing. I think the early bird tickets are no longer available. They might be available for like one more day. But then they come available again the weekend of Father's Day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got some time to work on that.
Yeah. Well,
cool stuff.
We'll get it sorted. So,
yep.
I know you guys had an awesome time there. I'm jealous. Very jealous. But,
I
know,
miss you guys.
It is what it is. And, you know, we didn't get to go to San Diego. But, you know, New Orleans. So.
Right.
We shall see.
Good shit. All right. Yeah. So, time to call it an episode. Hope you guys had a good week.
Weekend.
Yep, have a great weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed your Valentine's Day. And, yeah. All right, cool.
We'll see you next week.
Yep, have fun.
Peace.